At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there with the unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free ride hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way that tire buying should be. Jumped the gun there just a little bit, but you know what? The Chargers were under the gun. They had to get under the cap before the start of the league year.
Yep.
Khalil Mack, Mike Williams, Joey Bosa, Keenan Allen, well, all of those were potential casualties. Mike Williams won. Keenan Allen's the other.
Yep.
Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack still on the roster under restructured contracts. But the thing that is interesting to me, just to go two ways with it. One, now the best receiver on the Chargers roster is Quentin Johnson. That seems like bad math because he was I'll say it like this. The beginning of his career did not inspire confidence.
We didn't like him last year being a first-round draft pick. We didn't like him coming out of TCU.
Did not.
No.
Did not. A lot of slants, a lot of run after the catch. You know,
it's not beating covers, doesn't run great routes.
And we saw he had a case of the drops
mm-hmm.
on several big plays for the Chargers last season. And what it means for the Bears. Is the Bears now in consecutive offseasons have traded for a wide receiver. DJ Moore last year and Keenan Allen this year. Keenan Allen had more than twice the amount of yards that any other Charger receiver had last year. He had, 1,243 yards, 7 touchdowns, 96.5 per game. All of those were, well, the touchdowns were not, but all the rest, a career high.
Career high.
Right? Yeah. 108 passes. Puts him in the top five in the league at 31 years old. I know he was very healthy last year. He historically has had hamstring issues and a few like little nicks that have not, and he was ended up knocked out towards the end of the season last year. Commanding $18 million base salary, so the Bears, who have a ton of cap space, it's not going to eat him. It's not going to hurt him, but you can go which way you want to go. You want to go with Jimmy Burgers and the plan or with what this means for Chicago.
Oh, man. This feels more like Jimmy Burgers move for me. Because I don't think he's staying in Chicago. He said himself, Keenan Allen is quoted as saying, I either want to play for a contender or I will consider retiring. Like, he's put his time in. And, yeah, the knick-knack hamstring injuries, I just want to just jump on real fast. That happens. But since 2017, he's been pretty damn solid. He's playing. He only had 1 year where he had 10 starts. The rest of the years, everything is 16, 13, 16, 14. Like, he's there. So, you know, he's been reliable. But it is a lot of wearing your tear for a receiver that's over 30. And it seemed like he kind of mentally checked out at times. But it was a mess. It was a mess there. But I think this has more to do with what Harbaugh is trying to do. You see they bring in Gus. You see they bring in Gus Edwards from the Ravens. So, you know, they're hardcore run the football. I think they stand pat at five. You make this move, especially you get rid of two receivers, because I think you have your pick of receivers at five. For some reason, people think something else is going to happen at four with Arizona.
And I think – I'm not to cut you off, but just I think you'll end up with two of the three options.
Yeah, well, that's not what in some of our reporting that guys that talk, Tyler Dragon doesn't think that Arizona's taking Marvin Harrison Jr. at four. I asked him last week. I said, hold on, whoa, you're telling me they're going to pass on Marvin Harrison Jr.? He thinks there's a possibility here. There's a possibility of that. So I think the Chargers – could have their pick of the litter of all the receivers there. So that's why you make a move like this. You want to get younger. You want to get cheaper. They were so far over the cap. They had to make some moves. Their moves came down like to the last hour, bro. Like to within the last hour of getting under the league cap by a certain time on Wednesday, they had to get down. They were the last team to get to the cap line. So I think you have to immediately go address this, and I think that's what Harbaugh is going to do at pick number five. I know offensive linemen look juicy there, but they got some guys, some studs they've already drafted, some guys that got banged up that'll be back. You go replace receiver at number five, in my opinion, if you're the San Diego Chargers. So I think this move is more to do about the Chargers than it does the Bears, because I do not see Keenan Allen suiting up for the Bears. I don't care who their quarterback is, whether it's Fields or whether it's Williams. He does not want to play there and play for a middle-of-the-road to bottom-dwelling team, even though his team didn't finish make the playoffs, but his quarterback got hurt.
The Bears had 7 wins last year, and they're going to be a better team next year.
I said that myself. Everybody's talking about them like they're bottom of the barrel.
That's what you just said.
Well, no, I'm telling you what Keenan Allen said. Keenan Allen said he wants to play for a contender. They're not a contender.
Do the Bears have a shot to make the playoffs?
A shot to make the playoffs next year? No.
Yeah.
No. I don't. No. No. I think some other teams will be better in the NFC. No, I don't. I don't. I think they can get the 9 wins, but 9 wins doesn't guarantee you the playoffs.
I think the Bears have a shot at the playoffs.
And okay.
Yeah, and I think Keenan Allen will.
Detroit, Green Bay, much better in that division. So
I don't
they're finishing.
Think Green Bay is much better than Chicago.
Are you? Wow. Okay, I do. I think Green Bay.
I'm not sold on the Jordan Love experience. He had a great second half of the year.
Well, sometimes, I mean, yeah, that's when the light came on for him. They didn't have like a great 2 or 3 games. He had a great second half. The light came on. They go into Dallas. They blow the doors off of Dallas.
They're
beating San Francisco's ass up and down the field.
Until he throws 2 interceptions that cost him the game.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just make sure you keep that same energy with other quarterbacks and stuff we talk about, bro. I like Green Bay. I think Chicago's the 3rd or 4th worst team in their own division. So I don't think they're a playoff team. I think that there's 7 or 8 other teams in the NFC that would be better suited for them. But I still don't think Keenan Allen wants to play for them and is going to play for them. They're not a contender. They can go to the playoffs. He didn't say a playoff team. He said, I want to play for a Super Bowl championship contender or I might consider retiring.
So did Mike Evans. And once the money came down, he signed with Tampa. Like, it all sounds good.
He also mentioned he wanted to stay home, too, though. That had a lot to do with him bringing Baker back.
There were 3 things that Mike Evans said. He said he wanted to be paid like a top wide receiver. He wanted to compete with the Super Bowl. And he didn't want to play with the rookie quarterback.
Oh, well, they're not playing with a rookie quarterback checks for me. That checks for me. He's not playing with a rookie quarterback. He's playing with a guy that he had some very great numbers with last year that the franchise feels like is our future quarterback. We're going to give him a $100 million quarterback. And then everybody's kind of turned their table now on Baker. Baker was a pinata for 2 straight years. People were kicking him. People were kicking him out of the league. He just earned himself another $100 million contract. Well, I just don't think Keenan Allen's in Chicago.
So where does he go then?
Oh, man, where does he go? Team that wants a contending team that might need his type of veteran presence as a wide receiver. But I don't think it's Chicago.
So where does he go then? Like, he's going to play for the Bears next year because he's on the Bears roster. Mm-hmm. The Bears are going to pay him $18 million base to play football next year. You think he's going to turn down getting paid quite literally $1 million per game base salary?
Yeah, playing with the Bears. Yeah, I think he'll whine a little bit. He'll cut up a little bit. Listen, it's March. We'll see. But right now, I'm saying I don't think he'll play for the Bears next year.
Okay, but where is he going?
I don't know.
Where else in the NFL?
31 other teams.
I understand that. Well, one of them just traded him. He's not going back to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So where else is they going to sign an $18 million base wide receiver who's going to count for $35 million against the cap next year when you have a draft full of all types of wide receivers?
Somebody will make it work. We still got post-June cuts to come. We still have a lot of ways to go. You're asking for an answer you're not going to get from me now.
Well, because it's just you're saying that he's just not going to play for the Bears because he's just what? He's just going to be a petulant child, fold his arms and say, I'm not going to play here?
He might.
I don't buy that. So okay. I'm asking you where, logically, where else does he go if he's not going to be a Chicago Bear?
Because after Juwan cuts.
How many times do we see guys be traded multiple times in an offseason, just in general?
Ask me after Juwan cuts, when teams make some more cuts and some more money opens up in some places. Right this second, like I said, you're looking for an answer you're not going to get.
All right, Patrick, write it down. Juwan, we're revisiting
this. Real call talk. Y'all, you guys can always revisit me. I don't run from nothing, okay? So let's not try to play that game. We're not going to do that. If I say ask me then, you guys can come ask me then. I'll give you an answer then. I've never backed out of nothing. So we're not playing that game.
I don't say it. I'm just
okay, I'm just making sure we're not playing that game.
I'm
the only one on the show that put something on the board. You ain't put nothing on the board since we started doing it. Nothing.
What are you talking about?
All right.
I literally said earlier today I wouldn't take a first-round pick on any of the three quarterbacks that y'all keep mocking into the first round.
But you didn't put it on the board, though. You didn't put it on the board.
We have a new board op who hasn't played the sound since she got here. I don't even know if she knows what the hell you're talking about.
Hey, Patrick,
about.
Write this down then. Those three quarterbacks are not going to go in the first round.
Go for it. Just the same way you should have wrote down that Bryce Young. I wouldn't have took him in the first round either.
Currently writing it down right now.
Yeah, write it down.
The same way I was like, C.J. Stroud is going to be the best rookie quarterback out there. Yeah.
You didn't. You said C.J. Stroud was going to be drafted number one. Don't do that.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You and Bucky Brooks stood there and said that. Both of you guys stood in the studio and told me in my face that C.J. Stroud was going number one.
Should have been
multiple times.
Here's the thing.
Multiple weeks.
C.J. Stroud should have been number one.
Okay, that's not what y'all said,
Bryce
though.
Young is too short to play NFL football. That was what we said. That was the opinion.
No.
Miss Otto, back down. No flim-flam and fluff out of here. Where's Keenan Allen going to play football next year?
I like how you're picking up the lingo, though.
Where's Keenan Allen going to play football next year?
Ask me after June 1, man. When some more teams make some more cuts and there's some more money free for some other squads, ask me then. I'll give you an answer. You're not getting an answer for that right now because there's still moves for teams to make. I just don't think he's going to be playing for the Bears. He's not going to want to play with a rookie quarterback. You tell me Keenan's going to want to play for a rookie quarterback just for $18 million? I'm not buying it.
What do you mean just for $18 million?
I'm not buying
it. That's a lot of freaking money.
I'm not buying it, though.
How about just for $18 million? It's not like he got signed a Russell Wilson deal where he's got $1.2 million coming his way. No, he's got $18 million on the line
if he decides to hang him up.
Or what? What's he going to do? Hold out? For what? He's got an $18 million contract. He's got one of the biggest cap hits wide receivers in the NFL. He's not going anywhere because nobody's going to trade for him. He's 31. He's 31 and just got traded for what? Two first rounders? No. Two and a half? No. Second day pick? No. It was a fourth round pick. No one's trading for him.
I think someone will trade for him. I think somebody will trade for him. If he feels that he could get close to that deal from somebody else, he'll just tell him, give me outright release. Just cut me and release me and let me go. I don't want to play. I don't want to play here. Let's just make it nice. You guys want to start over? You got a rookie quarterback?
Why would the Bears trade for a guy who, if they cut, is going to cost them $35 million.
Maybe they figured that, hey, he wants to play here, but he said he wants to play for a contender. The Bears are not a contender, guys. I'm only going off of what Keenan Allen said. Keenan Allen said it himself. I'm just going off of that. But look, we're not going to keep just reverb over and over again. June 1, ask me again. I'll give you guys a better answer. And that's the end of it.
Well, I guess that's the end of it then.
Yeah.
I guess that's the end of it. Why on earth would he want to play for $18 million on a team that's going to be, what, probably second in their division? Why on earth would he want to do – why would he want to play for a wild card team? Why would that be the case? If Caleb Williams is everything that people say he is, why would he not want to play with a generational quarterback, especially when you got DJ Moore on the other side? And, hell, even if they keep Justin Fields and move out of number one, he still got – Justin Fields is a good quarterback. You know, the average. What you got, Pat? What?
I'll even say this. Like Caleb goes there and Keenan Allen, you know, playing there with that and DJ Moore. How is it really that much different than when he was with the Chargers and Justin Herbert with him, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams? Like, if he was there his whole time and he never said anything bad.
I think there's a big difference between Justin Herbert and those two guys.
Well, no, I mean, fair, but the offense with Caleb to Justin Herbert are pretty similar. And I think DJ Moore and Keenan Allen as opposed to Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, I think it's pretty similar, if not maybe even better, because DJ Moore's younger. I think offensively, if it's in the right system, it's pretty much the same type of setting.
Like I said, man, just hit me June 1. I'll give you guys a team. Right now, I don't have an answer to give you, but I'm just going off of, like I said, what the man said himself. So I'll go with his word over any thought of mine. I'll go with what the gentleman said. That's it.
So I just asked ChatGPT because I don't know how to Google this. Players who have been traded twice in the NFL offseason. And response was, trades involving NFL players are relatively uncommon, especially multiple trades including the same player in a single offseason. not entirely unheard of. One notable example, A.J. McCarron was traded twice. That's it. Like, I don't know. I'm sure there's a longer list, but since 2018, there's been one player who was traded twice in one offseason.
A.J. McCarron was also, like, this journeyman, like, barely in the league, like, backup. Like, don't get me wrong. Alabama, he was great with Alabama back in the day with some
every
of those.
Every quarterback's great at Alabama.
I know, but you get what I mean. Yeah. Like, but A.J. McCarron, I mean, I'm not shocked he was traded a couple times in the same season.
He started out with Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
Was he backing up Andy?
I think he was backing up Big Red. Yeah, I think so.
The red shooter.
The Red Rocket.
Yeah, the Red
Rocket. The Red Ranger, whatever.
He got pissed when J.J. Watt called him the little red BB gun or something. Remember that?
I do remember that.
This reminds me, this is shades of when Mac Jones wasn't going to start any games for the Patriots this year. When Mac Jones was going to be on a new team.
To be on a show with a guy that just loves to point out all the times when you're wrong, but never points out when you're right. This is getting old. Like, okay, I can always admit when I'm wrong.
I don't dabble
and dance around like you do. I make an opinion, I stick and I go with it. If I'm wrong, I come back on air and saying I'm wrong. But I don't sit in the bushes and wait for you to be wrong and then bring it up. Like, come on, bro.
You know what I don't do, though? I don't predict that NFL history is going to just be broken. Like, it.
So what? Sometimes I do. So what?
So then we're going to address it. Like, that's what's going to happen. We're going to address it. Yeah. Just like when Mac Jones wasn't going to be the starter last year. And we're talking about sources and this and that and shopping and what it all means.
I didn't think that he should have been. I didn't think he was. I got it wrong. Okay, and?
This one is lining up to be a swing and a miss.
And if I get this one wrong, fine. But let's start keeping track of the ones that I get right. That's the corniness of it. If we're just going to talk about what VJ gets wrong, how about all the stuff I say on this show and been saying with you for the last almost 2 years that I get right?
Do you not expect to be right?
Come on, man. All right.
I expect to be right. Like, I don't
you
know.
You don't never predict nothing. All you do is pick games.
I expect
you
to be
don't predict
right.
no storylines.
All you do is pick games. We
pick games.
How does that go?
But no, we talk like, storylines. Come on, man.
How does that go?
I'm telling
you right now, you're wrong on this one.
Okay.
So, you know what? I'll be right.
You feel good?
When Keenan Allen is a Bear.
You feel good?
And I was right last year when Mac Jones started for the Patriots. And I was right last year when I said C.J. Stroud should have been the number one overall pick because he made the Pro Bowl. And Bryce Young won. Well, how many games? One, two, three. One enough to where the team that had the number one pick last year would have had the number one pick this year. That's how many games. That's how successful that he was in college. When I said that C.J. Stroud should have been the number one overall pick. But you know what I don't need to do is do a victory lap every time that I'm right because I expect to be right. I'm a sports analyst for a job. I expect to be right. Like, it's not something that needs to be. Like, so don't get me wrong. Have I swung and missed before? Absolutely. I just think this is a big swing and miss for you.
Okay.
Right here. Okay. Coming up next, we know actually you want to talk about it. What might be a big swing and miss for me? Nikola Jokic and Victor Wembanyama played a basketball game tonight. While the Spurs lost as they normally do, we'll get into that and what it means for the future. Martin and VJ, Fox Sports Radio, in for Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace your sneakers up and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And starting next Monday, you can pre-register for Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com, where listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tourney bracket.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington. Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Martin and VJ filling in for Jason Smith and his best friend Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio. Half hour left until we are up out of here. Out of the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees, period. Check out eligibility in terms of Discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. So the best player in the NBA played the most hyped player in the NBA, as Jokic and Victor Wembanyama fared off against one another. Per usual, the Spurs lost, as we have seen them lose just about every game they have played so far this year. But I do have to say, Wembanyama has acquitted himself to the NBA quite nicely, despite the record. He seems to be the real deal, and we will see how long winning takes to follow him. But just know this, the Spurs, who lost 117-106, Jokic was 13-for-19 for 31 points, and in the two matchups that they have played against each other, Jokic has outscored Wembanyama 70-39. I'll just say, my main concern with Victor Wembanyama when he was coming into the league was he is skinny and slight. Jokic, Embiid will put him through the rim, and quite honestly, that's kind of what happened today. But every single time you watch Wembanyama play, he does something that makes you go, ooh, just like he had a putback dunk today where he dunked all over some poor guy for the Denver Nuggets, and it was just like he barely even had to jump. That's because his hands, he could probably touch the rim standing flat on his feet.
Wemby is the deal. I like this kid, man. Leads the league in blocks as a rookie, so you know he can defend. He's really good with catching and then going and doing something immediately around the rim. He doesn't have to wait. He didn't get the ball and wait. His brain's not working slow. Works really quick. But I think this is just more with Jokic, man. The Nuggets now, man, I look at them, they're the new Spurs. This is not going away no time soon. This is going to be – I remember when the Spurs won their first championship. People said, oh, well, it was a 50-game win season. They were coming back from the strike. It was a 50-game win season. They didn't have to play a full year. Oh, they beat an 8-seed Knicks team that had no business being there. They weren't a true 8-seed. And then they won again. And then they went and beat the Lakers in 6, if you remember, when they won by 20 in Staples and closed them out. That's the Derek Fisher crying on the bench game. And then the Spurs, it was cemented. Okay, this team's for real. They went on and won 5 championships. They already have won the Nuggets. They're the best team in the league. They have the best player in the league. They might have the best 1-2 punch in the league. And Michael Porter Jr. for these Nuggets, man. People forget he was the number one kid coming out of high school. Missouri paid the bag to get him. Had the back surgeries, but young bodies recover soon. And Jokic is just the spoon, the ladle, not a straw. This guy's a ladle that stirs the Kool-Aid, or when your parents used to make that that McDonald's orange drink in the big cooler for the cookout, you used to stir that up. That's what Jokic is, man. Wimby's got his time, and I've said before, I think he'll be a better player once a different coach gets their hands on him. I think Pop is a legend. I get that, but game's changing. Times have changed. I think when he gets handed off to Pop's successor, you know, the guy that's going to come up and take the mantle from Pop, I think is when we'll see Wimby and his team take off and wins. But right now, this is all about Jokic, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Denver won the championship again this year. I'm kind of cloning them like this era's new Spurs team.
Yeah, I'd say they're the new. They're not quite a dynasty yet because they've only won one.
Not yet. Yep.
But they're the new contenders for that position. Yes. Like, they don't seem that they're going to be knocking off. No one is going to. I shouldn't say. It's partly the reason why is because just look at the rookie of the year 1 and 2 candidates right now. Wembanyama, who I was wrong on that. I thought Victor Wembanyama wasn't going to qualify for rookie of the year because he was not going to play 65 games. He probably overlikely will and is the overwhelming favorite right now. And then Chet Holmgren, who would be rookie of the year if Victor Wembanyama didn't exist. Both of those guys are like, but if you combine them, they're like 14 feet tall and 100 pounds. Right? A guy like Jokic, a guy like Embiid, even a guy like Bam Adebayo is going to be able to push them around when it comes down to it until they find somebody with a little more girth in the middle of
there. A little more oomph, yeah, a little more, he's a little light in the ass. But also, too, when you look at the Nuggets and Jokic, so you got OKC, right? It's this young, great upstart team. I just don't think they keep this team together. We rarely see it. We rarely see young teams come up. The Warriors were the only one that I could think of just quickly off the top of my head in the last 10, 15 years that these young teams came up and then they turn into championship teams. OKC, if you remember back in the day, they got to a finals and then decided that Ibaka was worth more than James Harden. They much rather sign Ibaka, a shot blocker who shot a free throw jumper over James Harden. How'd that work out for them? Then Durant leaves. Then Russell, and now they had to rebuild. And, yeah, they have a young, exciting team, but it's going to take them a while to get to championship level. The T-Wolves, something's happening with Cat within the next year and a half. This team's not going to be together long. They're going to decide to make other moves, especially if Cat keeps having knee injuries. This is the second time. Now he's had this meniscus thing or has some type of lower extremity. I just think this set up for the Nuggets in the West. If you look at Phoenix, KD's a little older. You look at the Kings. I would want to pick the Kings, but I feel like one of those guys are going to jump ship free agency if big money does come to them, or maybe they fire Mike Brown down the line. The Pelicans, what's going to happen? Is Zion going to be there? Does Zion want to be there? Do they look to move on from Zion? The Nuggets are just so solid as far as front office, their star, their number two option, their number three option, and then most of their role players. And they'll probably figure out a way to find some guy late in the draft this year and add him to that like they did with Brown, the kid from Kansas. So as far as anybody taking them out and them being the next up as far as a dynasty, maybe Boston gets them this year. Maybe Boston can knock them off. But if that doesn't happen, yeah, I think they're set up to be a dynasty.
Let's go ahead and kick it around to Steve DeSager for the latest in the world of sports. Steve, what's trending, my guy?
We still got college hoops going on here at late night. They've just started the second half of the Mountain West Conference semifinal with New Mexico up 33-27 over Colorado. Winner gets San Diego State in the final in Vegas tomorrow. The Aztecs beat 18th-ranked Utah State 85-70. Meanwhile, a crazy day in the SEC tournament, just quarterfinals, but number 5 Tennessee's out already, lost badly to Mississippi State. 9th-ranked Kentucky was beaten tonight by Texas A&M. Florida beat number 19 Alabama 102-88. Bama today gave Coach Nate Oates a long-term extension. And in a top 20 matchup, it was Auburn all over South Carolina. In the Big Ten quarterfinals, number 3 Purdue beat Michigan State today. Center Zach Edey, 29 points in a 67-62 victory. And tonight it was 13th-ranked Illinois edging Ohio State 77-74. As for the Pac-12 semifinals, yes, the conference still exists for a few days. Number 6, Arizona, losing to Oregon, 67-59. And then number 22, Washington State, lost to Colorado, 58-52. Big East semifinal wins for number 2, UConn, and number 10, Marquette. Big 12 semifinal victories for number 1, Houston, and number 7, Iowa State. And the ACC semifinal winners were number 4, North Carolina, and NC State, which in overtime beat Virginia 73-65, the Wolfpack with a three-pointer at the end of regulation to tie it. Selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament is this Sunday. Michigan fired coach Juwan Howard. In the NBA, a light night, road victories for Phoenix, Miami, and Orlando, which won at Toronto 113-103. Raptors have lost 6 in a row. At New Orleans, Zion Williamson with 34 points in a Pelicans win over the Clippers 112-104. James Harden was out again for LA with a strained shoulder. Paul George had 26 points, Kawhi Leonard 23 in defeat. Denver won its fifth straight game. They're first in the West, 47-20 the record. Nuggets won at San Antonio 117-106. Nikola Jokic 31 points. Spurs record now 14-53. Utah won the late game against Atlanta 124-122 as the Hawks missed 3 3-point tries in the final minute. Just 2 NHL games tonight. Winnipeg at home shut out Anaheim 6-0. LA a 5-0 winner at Chicago. Wyndham Clark leads by 4 strokes at the Players Championship after shooting another 65. The New York Jets are signing tackle Tyron Smith from Dallas. Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald retired. The Rams are signing quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Steelers are trading quarterback Kenny Pickett to Philadelphia. Houston Astros scouts were among those watching free agent pitcher Blake Snell throw a simulated game today. Yes, he's unsigned still. The Cardinals gave manager Oliver Marmol an extension through 2026. The Dodgers arrived in Seoul overnight. They'll play their first exhibition there tomorrow night against a Korean pro club. At spring training today, Detroit beat Toronto 9-6, although Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had a homer and 4 RBIs. There were 4 spring rainouts in Arizona and 1 in Florida as well today. And a reminder, NASCAR's on Fox TV again this Sunday from Bristol, again at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Xfinity Series off this weekend. There is a trucks race Saturday nights on FS1. Back to you.
Thanks, Steve. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get my guy in here, Mark Medina. You heard him here on Fox Sports Radio, NBA analyst, and he's on Twitter and X at @MarkG_Medina. And if you're in LA, turn on Saturday afternoon with Jim Hill. You see my man Mark Medina chatting it up with him too. Mark, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's good to reunite with you and Martin for a little bit on hoops.
No doubt. We were just talking about, actually, we're coming to from the TireRack.com studios as well, but we were talking about today. It's the right now, the present versus the future with Nikola Jokic and the big slim, Victor Wembanyama. What did you catch any of that game? What were your takeaways?
I did. I mean, I think that this is what the future and the present's all about. Nikola Jokic is the best player right now. If I had to put in my ballot, and thankfully I still have time, but I think that he's in the running for another MVP award. And Victor Wembanyama doesn't back down from a challenge. And so even though, you know, the Spurs have been terrible all season and they're going to continue to lose games, I think when you're looking at just his individual skill set, he's met and sometimes even exceeded expectations.
Mark Medina, VJ Vernon Husky here. Always a pleasure talking to you, buddy.
Likewise, my friend.
So speaking of those same Nuggets, I think they're the new Spurs, man. I think they're winning a couple more championships, and they're, you know, boring. They're not exciting, but they have, you know, this era Duncan that can actually run them, facilitate the offense. Duncan was a great passer out of the post, but he's not Jokic. He's not getting the assists. So with that being said, who can disrupt this Nuggets train is my question for you. What NBA franchise is set up for us not to be complaining about how boring the finals are because it's the Nuggets year in and year out?
Well, it could be the Boston Celtics this season. They've been running away with a pretty sizable lead in the Eastern Conference, and Jason Tatum, he's more efficient this season. He's in the MVP running. Jaylen Brown's more efficient as well. Kristaps Porzingis has been a game changer with giving them a third offensive weapon, been helping with floor spacing, outside shooting, and for all the angst that the Celtics felt about losing Marcus Smart, well, Drew Holiday has been plug and play in that department. But I think you can make a case for either team, assuming that health is not a major factor here. But the Nuggets, they have the continuity. All these guys are still in their prime. That's the scary part when you're looking at Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and Aaron Gordon. So I do consider them, you know, the favorite right now to get out of the West, but I do give the slight edge to Boston only because I think their road to the NBA Finals won't be as much turbulent, because I think when you're looking at the Western Conference, there's just so many teams that are beating up on each other, and, you know, I think that there are going to be times that Denver might feel challenged, especially if the Clippers stay reasonably healthy. But yeah, I think it will be Nuggets and Celtics in the Finals, and you can really flip a coin, assuming health's not a major issue.
One team health is an issue for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're without Karl Anthony Towns, but what do you think of their outlook going forward through the Western Conference? They were at one point atop the number one in the West, although that is jockeying and moving pretty much every single night at this point. I mean, between the same three or four usual suspects, but still moving around between Oklahoma City, Denver, and Minnesota, like I was talking about. What about them and where Anthony Edwards is right now in his career and how he's playing?
Yeah, really good question. It's something I was trying to get a gauge on this week when Minnesota was playing the Lakers and the Clippers. They're internally optimistic. Obviously, they're a much better team when Karl Anthony Towns is on the floor. He made the All-Star team for a reason. Being out for 4 weeks is significant, but they've been really encouraged with how Anthony Edwards has expanded his ball handling duties, even though it's still a work in progress as far as him making the right play. They like his aggressive mindset. Mike Conley, he's hitting shots. Naz Reid has really grown as a player, where he's a bruising big man and he's also a good perimeter shooter. And so I think that internally, not to mention that Rudy Gobert is back and now defending at a high level, there's this internal feeling that they already had the experience last season with having to play without Karl Anthony Towns because of injuries, and that's just going to make them more prepared now. And I think it's their thinking that Cat's going to be fully healthy within a month, just in time for the playoffs. So if anything, they look at it as somewhat of a silver lining that it's going to force them to build out their depth, build out their resolve, so that when the playoffs come, other guys are ready. But to your point, the playoff seedings are so slim that could really affect them. But I do know, talking to coaches recently, number one priority is health. But when you're looking at just how tough the Western Conference standings are, you know, having home court advantage at least in the first round and even second round can be a significant game changer.
Mark Medina, NBA analyst, Fox Sports Radio, talking live right now with Martin Weiss. VJ Vernahusky filling in for Smith and Harmon. So we know how good Boston is. We know how good Denver is. Mark, educate our fans listening right now. Who is a team that we better keep our eye on and say, hey, they could disrupt this Celtic Nugget party that everybody's planning to happen in June?
Well, I would say two teams. The Thunder, they got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, he's another MVP candidate. Lou Dort, he should be on an all-defensive team. Maybe Chet Holmgren wins Rookie of the Year. I think it's going to be a tight race between him and Victor Wembanyama, because Chet's been healthy, playing at a high level, and he's on a winning team. And they have, even though they have the same inexperience that Minnesota has, they do have a lot of continuity, and they're a mature group. So keep your eye on them. The Clippers, it's always a big if they're healthy. And while Kawhi Leonard did have an injury scare this week with back spasms, he's already back on the court. And Russell Westbrook, he's still out, but historically he's been a durable player. So, well, I think we all have to be in wait-and-see mode with the Clippers, because they've struggled to stay healthy. Their chemistry with their four stars is something that exceeded my expectations. They've been able to share the ball really well. Kawhi and Paul George have been really efficient. James Harden's embraced being a ball-handling point guard while, you know, still relying on his three. And Russell Westbrook, unlike his time with the Lakers, has embraced this reserve role. So if they're healthy, they're a force to be reckoned with, but obviously that's a big if.
Speaking of I want to talk about the top of the Eastern Conference right now, because Doc Rivers obviously started out, I'd say it didn't start out great in Milwaukee, but it seems like they've kind of turned a corner, especially since the All-Star break. Obviously, Boston is so far ahead that nobody will catch up, but what's your outlook for the Milwaukee Bucks? It seems like Dame and Giannis are starting to play more together, which makes all the sense in the world to me, and they're defending better.
Yeah, they're trending in the right direction. I know catching up with Brook Lopez recently, he really stressed the fact that Doc Rivers has fundamentally changed the course of the team because of his experience, the fact that he simplified schemes, and that has resulted in them being a much better defensive team. But I still think it's a work in progress. Yes, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard have good chemistry. They're going to continue to develop that two-man game. Presumably, Chris Middleton will finally come back from injury at some point. As we mentioned, their defense has improved because not only has the schemes been simplified, Brook Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo in particular have really improved as defenders. But you add all those things up, I still don't think it's enough. They've still been an inconsistent team, and the Celtics have so much separation right now. They have a 9.5 game lead right now for first place that, presuming they meet in the Eastern Conference Finals, Boston's going to have home court. They're 30-3 at home, and they have, out behind the Denver Nuggets, one of the best starting lineups in the NBA. So, yeah, the Bucks, they're trending the right direction. I think they'll get to the East Finals, but I think they ultimately just run to that roadblock that is the Boston Celtics.
Well, Mark Medina, you are never a roadblock. It's always full speed ahead when we talk to you. Thanks for joining the show on this Friday night. Thanks, Mark.
I appreciate you, Mark. Guys, and looking forward to it soon.
Have a good weekend,
sir.
Man.
All right, coming up next, this college football coach, actually, I'm going to go ahead and say it, Deion Sanders, says he doesn't want this for his son, and I don't think there's anything he can do about it. Fox Sports Radio, Martin Weiss, BJ Husky, in for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Martin and VJ, Martin Weiss, VJ Husky, filling in for Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon, from live from the TireRack.com studios. So Deion Sanders said, he was talking about Caleb Williams, right? And he says here, he said one thing he has a problem with, he says the kid can flat out play, but he's coming from California the last few years, went to Oklahoma. That's not terribly cold. Chicago is cold. You got to think about that kind of stuff when you're taking a young man. And then he goes on to talk about Shador. saying, I don't want my kid Shador going nowhere cold next year. He grew up in Texas, played in Jackson, played in Colorado, but the season is over before it gets cold in Colorado. I'm just thinking way ahead. I don't want that for him. But part of the problem is you don't get to pick where you go, first of all, in the NFL.
No.
And then the other part of the problem is even if you do, say, play in Miami, you might just have to go play a playoff game in Kansas City where it's 14 below zero. People are getting amputated from the, from sitting in the stands and being frostbitten. It feels like something like you don't nearly have the control. I mean, you play in Chicago, Green Bay, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Buffalo, both New York teams, Philly, Washington, Baltimore. Where else? Maybe Denver, Seattle, where it gets cold. Like that's like I don't know how many teams this list is off, but it's a lot.
Seattle's more rain. It doesn't get super cold like it does some of these other places. I'm not sure where Deion's going with this, but I know he's going somewhere with it because Deion doesn't do anything by chance. And, yeah, you might have to go on the road and play those games, but if you're playing most of your games in the South and most of your games in not so cold weather, that one out of I guarantee there probably won't be a minus 14 below zero game in Kansas City next year. These games just happen. You got to go playing them, and normally the road team's not going to win it if they're coming from a warm area place. But I don't know where Deion's going with this one, but I know he's going somewhere, like I said, because Deion doesn't do anything by chance. Everything has a reason for Deion. But this is kind of the wave. I've heard radio people say that they don't want a quarterback that hasn't played in cold weather. You want a strong arm guy that can throw it through the wind and, you know, throw it when it's cold. You take a kid from the South and try to draft him to Buffalo or draft him to the Patriots. They haven't thrown in the cold. They don't know what it's like. I've heard it before, but God, this is kind of much to do about nothing. I'm surprised Deion even said this, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me because, again,
it's March. Why are you even talking like this?
Well, again, he was asked about Caleb Williams. It wasn't like he just randomly.
I feel you.
It was a part of the big thing. And Mad Dog Russo, he is on his show. But, I mean, it's just until every game is played in the dome, it's just the nature
of
the business.
It is. Yeah, it's the nature of the
game. It'd be like if I said, I don't want to do 4-hour radio shows. I only want to do three. Well, tough luck, Buttercup.
Sometimes you get scheduled to do four.
Sometimes you got 4 hours.
Yeah.
Make it happen. That's the job.
Yeah.
It's the job. You got to be able to pull. So whatever, if it just you have a LeSean McCoy snow game, he's going to sit out?
Nah, well, he was great in the snow if you put on some of them LeSean McCoy tapes. I tell you this whole thing with Caleb, it does, like I said, I've heard people say this. I don't put too much weight into, oh, the quarterback never played in this or played in that. If he's got a strong arm, then he should be okay. If the kid can throw it hard, if he can throw it through the side of a barn, then he should be fine. But I do remember when Josh Allen was being drafted, one of the things were Buffalo was looking for a quarterback, and he fit simply because he was a big kid. He had a big, strong arm, and it does get windy in West Orchard Park. It gets very windy up there. Same with Chicago. Chicago gets – it's not just the cold. That wind comes swirling around in there. There was a game maybe, I would say, I don't know, maybe 8, 9 years, maybe a decade ago, where the kickers were literally kicking the ball like 10, 20 yards to the left or the right so the wind can hopefully bring it back in and curl it back into the uprights is how bad
like
the wind is. That would be, yeah, a slice or a fade. That would be the only thing I would be concerned about. The whole cold thing, well, if you're playing there, you get used to it. It's like L.A., right? They said your blood thins out. Sooner or later, the 40 degrees is cold to you. When I first moved to L.A., 40 was nothing to me. I would still have on a T-shirt. I would still wear shorts. And like 45 is nothing. Now, when it gets 40, I do zip up the jacket. My blood's thinned out. I've been here 17 years now. So that your body's going to adjust for the cold. I'm not, like I said.
I disagree
Coach Prime,
with that point.
Whatever.
I moved to Michigan, and I lived in Michigan for 11 years after living in New Orleans. And I tell you what, I was cold for 11 years.
But you didn't get used to it?
I put a Carhartt on in September. I had to actually learn to not put on my winter coat like in August and September as the temperature started to change. Because when it gets to December and January where it's actually really cold, you got nothing left. I was layering up. I was miserable the entire
winter. But you got used to it though, right?
No, I never once got used to it. When it was cold, I felt that cold.
Did you get used to the heat here in L.A.?
That's easy. That was quite easy to adjust to. Bernie Fratto is up next. Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked, to borrow Chris Broussard's phrase.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.